Okay, Draco, someone asked us what attention actually is. And I have the awful realization that we've been saying the word like it's a kitchen utensil.
We have absolutely been doing the thing where we say attention and then sprint away before anyone can ask for the receipt, which is very exploring next of us, unfortunately.
7 months of this show and the fussy core mechanism is still sitting there like, hello, maybe introduce me properly.
Yeah, so let's do it cleanly. No transformer soup yet, no equations as a personality. Attention is the mechanism that lets a model decide which parts of its input matter for what it is trying to understand right now.
And I want the slow version because even I can feel myself using it as a magic word, which is always your cue to glare.
I do have a very efficient glare pipeline.
Miserable little benchmark for eye contact.
The mental model I like is a table covered with note cards. Each card is one piece of the input, a word in a sentence, a patch of an image, a sound slice in speech. When the model is working on one card, it asks, which cards on this table help me understand this one?
Right.
So if the sentence is, the robot dropped the wrench because it was heavy, the word it needs to look back and decide what it refers to. The wrench matters a lot. The matters barely at all. Attention is the learned highlighter that gives the wrench card more weight than the filler cards.
That fixes the thing I trip over. It is not attention like human consciousness with a tiny spotlight and dramatic music. It is learned relevance scoring across the note cards.
Exactly. And one base layer. A neural network is software made of layers of learned operations. You feed in numbers. The layers transform the numbers, and training adjusts those transformations until the outputs become useful.
So the model is not reading the word wrench as letters with vibes. It has to turn it into numbers first.
Yes, that number version is usually called a vector embedding. A vector is just a list of numbers, and an embedding represents features the model has learned. Meaning-ish, grammar-ish, visual pattern-ish, depending on the system. Our note card has a word on the front, and underneath it has a dense little barcode of learned numbers. The old bottleneck was that models often had to compress a whole sequence into one fixed-size representation. If the input got long, details got diluted. Attention says, don't make one summary, carry everything. Let each card reach back to the specific cards it needs.
That is the product part that made transformers feel so different. Longer text, more coherent answers, code that can refer back to earlier code. The user sees it remembered the file, but underneath the current position could pull from the relevant card instead of hoping the whole pile survived compression.
Careful with remembered. But yes, we did that context window conversation where we were yelling, politely, that a context window is not memory. Attention makes the window useful because the model can compare pieces inside the active window. But if the thing is outside the window, attention cannot attend to it.
Okay, that distinction is worth keeping. The table only has the cards currently on it.
Right. So now the actual mechanism. For every card, the model creates three learned versions of its embedding, a query, a key, and a value. The query is what this card is looking for. The key is what each card offers as a match label. The value is the information that can be copied or blended if the match is strong.
I see.
In the note card picture, the current card writes a search request. I need the noun this pronoun refers to. Every card has a label saying what kind of information it can provide. The model compares the request against the labels, scores the matches, and blends the useful card contents according to those scores.
So query is the little search request, key is the label, value is the actual contents you pull from. I can work with that.
Good. The comparison is usually done with dot product similarity. Plain version, you multiply matching entries in two number lists and add the results. If the two lists point in a similar direction, the final number is bigger. Bigger means the query and key are more aligned.
This is where people see the math and flee into the nearest product roadmap.
Which is not a recognized safety protocol, but But the idea is simple. Similar number patterns get higher scores. Then softmax turns those raw scores into positive weights that add up to one. So the model can say, roughly, this card gets most of my focus, that one gets a little, those five get almost none.
Okay, and then the output for the current card is not one chosen card, it's a blend.
Yes, a weighted sum. If the wrench card gets a high attention weight, its value contributes a lot to the new representation. If a comma gets a tiny weight, it contributes almost nothing. The result is a new version of the current card, with information pulled from relevant cards.
That blend point matters because the cartoon version is the model points at one word and says, found it, but really it can spread attention across several bits of context.
Exactly. Pronouns are the easy example, but language is full of softer dependencies. Tone, topic, syntax, which verb controls which noun, what an instruction modifies. Attention lets the model build a context-sensitive representation for every position.
And this same table picture works for images too, right? The cards are not always words.
Right. In an image model, a card might represent a region or patch. For image captioning, the model might generate the word dog while attending to the patches containing the dog. In speech recognition, sound slices can attend to other slices, so each slice is not interpreted alone.
This is why I like the note card version. It doesn't care whether the card has a word, pixels, or sound. The mechanism is still compare, weight, blend.
Yes, and that leads to self-attention. Self-attention means the cards are all from the same sequence, and they attend to each other. A sentence attends within itself. A document attends within itself. That is the cool move transformers are famous for.
Define transformer before it becomes a haunted proper noun.
Fair. A transformer is a neural network architecture built around attention layers. Instead of processing a sentence strictly one step after another, it lets positions compare with other positions directly. Modern large language models are heavily transformer-based, which is why attention keeps showing up whenever we talk about context and long documents.
Sure.
Cross-attention is the cousin. There, the query comes from one sequence, and the keys and values come from another. Classic machine translation is the clean example. While generating a word in English, the model attends to relevant words in the source sentence from another language.
So, self-attention is cards at the same table reading each other. Cross-attention is one table looking over at another table.
That's the picture. And multi-head attention means the model does this several times in parallel with different learned transformations. One head might learn patterns that look grammar-like. Another might track nearby modifiers. Another might care about a long-distance reference. Don't over-literalize each head as a neat human category. But parallel heads let the model represent multiple relationship types at once.
Okay, but does that mean more heads always equal smarter model? Because I can feel the Venn slide forming in the air.
No. More heads are capacity and structure, not fairy dust. They give the model more channels for attention patterns. But training, data, architecture, and compute all matter. Also, heads can be redundant. This is where my glare pipeline becomes production critical.
I love when your skepticism is basically a linting tool.
It catches obvious nonsense sometimes. Now, one awkward detail. Attention by itself does not know order. If you shuffle the note cards, the raw attention operation is mostly just comparing content. So, models add positional information, a learned or fixed signal that says where each card sits in the sequence.
Without card numbers, dog bites person and person bites dog become much more cursed than they already are.
Precisely. Position is load-bearing. The model needs both content and order. Attention tells it which cards are relevant, and positional information helps it understand the structure of the line of cards.
This also explains why attention maps became such a debugging object. You can visualize which cards got high weights and say, oh, the model looked at the wrong noun.
Yes, with a caveat. Attention weights are useful clues, not perfect proof of causality. A high weight says that value contributed strongly in that layer, but models are deep systems with many paths. So an attention map can help you inspect behavior, but it is not a complete explanation of why the final answer happened. No way.
All right, the fussy highlighter gets its own drawer. I cannot believe this is how episode 607 ends.